Day 3, Chapter 2, Expedience. Thereupon the world-honored one emerged quietly from his samadhi and said to Shariputta, "The wisdom of the present Buddhas is profound and immeasurable. The gate to it is difficult to understand and difficult to enter. Their wisdom cannot be understood by any Shravaka or Pratika Buddha because the present Buddhas attended on many hundreds of thousands of billions of past Buddhas and practiced the innumerable teachings of those Buddhas bravely and strenuously to their far-flung fame until they attained the profound Dharma which you have never heard before and became Buddhas, and also because since they became Buddhas, they have been expounding the Dharma according to the capacities of all living beings in such various ways that the true purpose of their various teachings is difficult to understand. Shariputta, since I became a Buddha, I also have been expounding various teachings with various stories of previous lives, with various parables, and with various similes. I have been leading all living beings with innumerable expedients in order to save them from various attachments. Because I have the power to employ expedients and the power to perform the paramita of insight. Shariputta, the insight of the Tathagatas is wide and deep. The Tathagatas have all the states of mind towards innumerable living beings, unhindered eloquence, powers, fearlessness, dhyana concentrations, emancipations, and samadhis. They enter deep into boundlessness and attain the Dharma which you have never heard before. Shariputta, the Tathagatas divide the Dharma into various teachings and expound those teachings to all living beings so skillfully and with such gentle voices that living beings are delighted. Shariputta, in short, the Buddhas attained innumerable teachings which you have never heard before. No more, Shariputta, will I say, because the Dharma attained by the Buddhas is the highest truth, rare to hear, and difficult to understand. Only the Buddhas attained the highest truth, that is, the reality of all things in regard to their appearances as such, their natures as such, their entities as such, their powers as such, their activities as such, their primary causes as such, their environmental causes as such, their effects as such, their rewards and retributions as such, and their equality as such, despite these differences. Thereupon the world-honored one, wishing to repeat what he had said, sang in Gathas, "The wisdom of the world-honored ones is immeasurable. None of the living beings in the world, including gods and men, knows the wisdom of the Buddhas. No one can measure the powers, fearlessness, emancipation, samadhis, and other properties of the present Buddhas, because they, in their previous existence, followed innumerable Buddhas and practiced the teachings of those Buddhas. The profound and wonderful Dharma is difficult to see and difficult to understand. I practiced the teachings of the past Buddhas for many hundreds of millions of kalpas and became a Buddha at the place of enlightenment. I've already attained the Dharma. I know the various effects, rewards, and retributions, natures, and appearances of all things. The Buddhas of the worlds of the ten quarters also know all this. The Dharma cannot be shown. It is inexplicable by words. No one can understand it except the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas who are strong in the power of faith. Even the Buddha's disciples who made offerings to the past Buddhas in their previous existence, even the disciples who eliminated all Ashravas, even the disciples who are now at the final stage of their physical existence, cannot understand the Dharma. As many people as can fill the world who are as wise as you, Shariputta, will not be able to measure the wisdom of the Buddhas, even though they try to do so with our combined efforts. As many people as can fill the worlds of the ten quarters who are as wise as you, Shariputta, or as many other disciples of mine as can fill the kshetras of the ten quarters, will not be able to know the wisdom of the Buddhas, even though they try to do so with their combined efforts. As many practical Buddhas as can fill the worlds of the ten quarters are as many as bamboo groves who are wise enough to reach the final stage of their physical existence without Ashravas will not be able to know even a bit of the true wisdom of the Buddhas even though they continue trying to do so with all their hearts for many hundreds of millions of kalpas. As many bodhisattvas as rice plants, hemps, bamboos, and reeds, or as can fill the kshetras of the ten quarters, who have just begun to aspire for enlightenment, who made offerings to innumerable Buddhas in their previous existence, who understand the meanings of the Dharma in their own ways, and who are expounding the Dharma as they understand it, will not be able to know the wisdom of the Buddhas even though they continue trying to do so with all their hearts and with all their wonderful wisdom, for as many kalpas as there are sands in the river Ganges. As many never-faltering bodhisattvas as there are sands in the river Ganges will not be able to know the wisdom of the Buddhas, even though they try to do so with all their hearts. He said to Shariputta again, I have already attained the profound and wonderful Dharma, the Dharma without asravas, the inconceivable Dharma. It is known only to me and to the Buddhas of the worlds of the ten quarters. Shariputta, know this, the Buddhas do not speak differently. Have great power of faith in the Dharma expounded by the Buddhas as a rule. The world-honored one expounds the true teaching only after a long period of expounding expedient teachings. He said to the Shravakas and to those who were seeking the vehicle of cause-knowers, I saved all living beings from the bonds of suffering and caused them to attain nirvana. I showed them the teaching of the three vehicles as an expedient in order to save them from various attachments. The great multitude at that time included Shravakas. They also included Anjata, Kunjina, and the other arhats, 1,200 altogether, who had already eliminated asravas. They also included the bhikkhus, bisunis, apsakas, and apsikas, that is, the four kinds of devotees who had already aspired for shravakahood or practical Buddhahood. All of them thought, why does the world-honored one extol so enthusiastically the power of the Buddhas to employ expedience? Why does he say that the Dharma attained by him is profound and difficult to understand, and that the true purpose of his teachings is too difficult for Shravakas and practical Buddhas to know? He expounded to us the teaching of emancipation. We obtained this teaching and reached Nirvana. We do not know why he says all this. Thereupon Shariputta, seeing the doubts of the four kinds of devotees, and also because he himself did not understand why the Buddha had said this, said to the Buddha, world-honored one, why do you extol so enthusiastically what you call the highest truth, the power of the Buddhas to employ expedience? Why do you extol the Dharma, which you say is profound, wonderful, and difficult to understand? I've never heard you say all this before. The four kinds of devotees also have the same doubts. World-honored one, explain all this. Why do you extol so enthusiastically the Dharma which you say is profound, wonderful, and difficult to understand? Thereupon Shariputta, wishing to repeat what he had said, sang in Gathas. Son of wisdom, great honorable saint, you expound the Dharma for the first time after a long time. You say that you obtain the powers, fearlessness, samadhis, and dhyana concentrations, emancipations, and other inconceivable properties of the Buddha. No one asked you about the Dharma you attained at the place of enlightenment. The Dharma is too difficult for me to measure, so it is for others. Therefore, no one asked you. Although you are not asked, you extol the teachings of the past Buddhas, which you practice. Your wisdom is wonderful. It is the same wisdom that the other Buddhas obtain. The arhats without asravas and those who are seeking nirvana are now in a mesh of doubts, wondering, why does these Buddhas say all this? Those who are seeking the vehicle of cause-knowers and the bhikkhus, bisunis, gods, dragons, grand harvests, and other supernatural beings are exchanging glances of perplexity. They are looking up at you, at the honorable biped, thinking, what's this for? Buddha, explain all this. You once said to me, you are the most excellent Shravaka. With all my wisdom, however, I now doubt. I do not understand whether the truth I attained is final or not, whether the teachings I practiced are true or not. Your sons, born from your mouth, are looking up at you with their hands joined together, entreating, with your wonderful voice, explain all this as it really is. As many gods and dragons as there are sands in the river Ganges, and the 80,000 bodhisattvas who are seeking Buddhahood, and the wheel-turning holy kings of billions of worlds are joining their hands together respectfully, wishing to hear the perfect way. Thereupon the Buddha said to him, No, I will not. If I do, all the gods and men in the world will be frightened and perplexed. Shariputta said to him again, world-honored one, explain it. Explain it. The many hundreds of thousands of billions of asankhas of living beings in this congregation have active functions of mind and clear wisdom because they have seen the past Buddhas in their previous existence. If they hear you, they will respect and believe you. Thereupon Shariputta, wishing to repeat what he had said, sang in Gathas. King of the Dharma, most honorable one, explain it. Do not worry. The innumerable living beings in this congregation will respect and believe you. The Buddha checked him again, saying, no. If I do, all the gods, men, and the shuras in the world will be frightened and perplexed, and arrogant bhikkhus will fall into a great pit. Thereupon the Buddha repeated this in Agathe. No, I will not say any more. My teaching is wonderful and inconceivable. If arrogant people hear me, they will not respect or believe me. Thereupon Shariputta said to him again, World-honored one, expound the Dharma, expound the Dharma. The hundreds of thousands of billions of living beings in this congregation, like me, followed the past Buddhas and received their teachings in their consecutive previous existences. They will respect and believe you. They will be able to have peace after the long night and obtain many benefits. Thereupon Shariputta, wishing to repeat what he had said, sang in Gathas, Most honorable biped, expound the highest truth. I am your eldest son. Expound the Dharma. The innumerable living beings in this congregation will respect and believe the Dharma they have been taught by the past Buddhas in their consecutive previous existences. They are joining their hands together toward you, wishing with all their hearts to hear and receive your words. Expound the Dharma to us 1,200 men, and also to the other people who are seeking Buddhahood. We shall be very glad to hear the Dharma. The other people will also. Thereupon the world-honored one said to him, You asked me three times with enthusiasm, How can I leave the Dharma unexpounded? Listen to me attentively and think over my words. Now I will expound the Dharma to you. When he had said this, 5,000 people among the bhikkhus, bhisunis, apsakas, and apsikas of this congregation rose from their seats, bowed to the Buddha, and retired because they were so sinful and arrogant that they thought that they had already obtained what they had not yet, and that they had already understood what they had not yet. Because of these faults, they did not stay. The world-honored one kept silence and did not check them. Thereupon the world-honored one said to Shariputta, Now the congregation has been cleared of twigs and leaves, only sincere people being left. Shariputta, those arrogant people may go. Now listen to me attentively. I will expound the Dharma to you. Shariputta said, Certainly, world-honored one, I wish to hear you. The Buddha said to him, The Buddhas, the Tathagatas, expound the wonderful Dharma as rarely as the Udambara flower blooms. Shariputta, believe what I'm going to say. My words are not false. Shariputta, the purpose of the various teachings that the Buddhas expound according to the capacities of all living beings is difficult to understand. I also expound various teachings with innumerable expedients, that is to say, with stories of previous lives, parables, similes, and discourses. The purpose of the various teachings of the Buddhas is difficult to understand because the Dharma cannot be understood by reasoning. Only the Buddhas know the Dharma because the Buddhas, the world-honored ones, appear in the worlds only for one great purpose. Shariputta, what is the one great purpose for which the Buddhas, the world-honored ones, appear in the worlds? The Buddhas, the world-honored ones, appear in the worlds in order to cause all living beings to open the gate to the insight of the Buddha and to cause them to purify themselves. They appear in the worlds in order to show the insight of the Buddha to all living beings. They appear in the worlds in order to cause all living beings to obtain the insight of the Buddha. They appear in the worlds in order to cause all living beings to enter the way to the insight of the Buddha, Shariputta. This is the one great purpose for which the Buddhas appear in the world. The Buddha said to Shariputta, The Buddhas, the Tathagatas, teach only bodhisattvas. All they do is for one purpose, that is, to show the insight of the Buddha to all living beings, to cause them to obtain the insight of the Buddha. Shariputta, I also expound various teachings to all living beings, only for the purpose of revealing the one Buddha vehicle. There is no other vehicle, not a second or a third, Shariputta. All the present Buddhas of the worlds of the ten quarters also do the same. Shariputta, all the Buddhas in the past expounded various teachings to all living beings with innumerable expedients, that is to say, with stories of previous lives, parables, similes, and discourses, only for the purpose of revealing the one Buddha vehicle. The living beings who heard those teachings from those Buddhas finally obtained the knowledge of the equality and differences of all things, Shariputta, all the Buddhas who will appear in the future also will expound the various teachings to all living beings with innumerable expedients, that is to say, with stories of previous lives, parables, similes, and discourses, only for the purpose of revealing the one Buddha vehicle. The living beings who hear those teachings from those Buddhas also will finally obtain the knowledge of the equality and differences of all things. Shariputta, the present Buddhas, the world-honored ones of many hundreds of thousands of billions of Buddha worlds of the 10 quarters, benefit all living beings and give them peace. These Buddhas also expound various teachings with innumerable expedients, that is to say, with stories of previous lives, parables, similes, and discourses, only for the purpose of revealing the one Buddha vehicle. The living beings who hear that teaching from those Buddhas will also finally obtain the knowledge of the equality and differences of all things. Shariputta, these present Buddhas teach only bodhisattvas because they wish to show the insight of the Buddhas to all living beings, to cause them to obtain the insight of the Buddha, and to cause them to enter the way to the insight of the Buddha. Shariputta, so do I. I know that all living beings have various desires. I also know that they have attachments deep in their minds. Therefore, I expound various teachings to them with stories of previous lives, parables, similes, and discourses, that is to say, with various expedients according to their natures. Shariputta, I do all this for the purpose of causing them to realize the teaching of the one Buddha vehicle, that is, to obtain the knowledge of the equality and differences of all things. Shariputta, there is not a second vehicle in the worlds of the 10 quarters. How can there be a third? Shariputta, the Buddhas appear in the evil worlds in which there are the 5 defilements. The worlds are defiled by the decay of the kalpa, by illusions, by the deterioration of living beings, by wrong views, and by the shortening of lives. Shariputta, when a kalpa is in decay, the living beings in that kalpa are so full of illusions, so greedy, and so jealous that they plant many roots of evil. Therefore, the Buddhas divide the one Buddha vehicle into 3 as an expedient. Shariputta, some disciples of mine who think that they are arhats or practica Buddhas will not be my disciples or arhats or practica Buddhas if they do not hear or know that the Buddhas, the Tathagatas, teach only bodhisattvas. Shariputta, some bhikkhus and bhikkhunis who do not seek Anuttara Sambhaka Sambodhi because they think that they have already attained arhatship, that they have already reached the final stage of their physical existence, and that the nirvana attained by them is the final one. Know this, they are arrogant, because it cannot be that the bhikkhus who attained arhatship do not believe the Dharma. Some bhikkhus who live in a period in which no Buddha lives after my extinction may not believe the Dharma after they attain arhatship, because in that period it will be difficult to meet a person who keeps, reads, and recites this sutra and understands the meaning of it. They will be able to understand the Dharma when they meet another Buddha. Shariputta, all of you present here, understand the Dharma by faith with all your hearts. There is no vehicle other than the one Buddha vehicle. Here ends day 3.